One night a month, Kaylee knew she'd laugh, maybe get a little drunk, and fall in love with art all over again. It didn't matter that she was constantly surrounded by it, or that she worked with it and lived in it daily. She knew she'd found her calling when she watched those who might not know art, or those who thought they were horrible at it, fall for art, stroke by stroke, sip by sip. So yes, her monthly fun evening of brushes with lushes rejuvenated her, even if it might sound silly to anyone in the so-called upper crust of the art world. And didn't that just make her roll her eyes? She'd lived in that world for far too long. The elegant suits and dresses, the perfectly coiffed hair, the lifted chins and lowered eyes. She'd had all of that. The money, the style, the levels of society, and the expectations. She'd been born into that, had been taught to thrive in it, but she had broken from it when she realized that she didn't like the Kaylee she'd become. Kaylee had run away from that life as soon as she was able to. She was still her mother's disappointment, but that was something she was used to. Her mom hadn't wanted her to be an artist, hadn't wanted her to do something that made her happy. Honestly, Kaylee wasn't sure if her mother wanted her to be truly happy in any sense of the word, because happiness wasn't a family name. It wasn't becoming what or who her family was destined to be. It didn't lead to the next connection, didn't strengthen the bonds between those who made money and those who elevated their statuses. Happiness wasn't any of that. And being an artist, daring to explore creativity in anything other than a hobby, wasn't something Kaylee's mother could comprehend. Kaylee had fallen in love with the idea of art, had fallen for the idea of what art could be. It might not make sense to others, but it made sense to her. She usually threw the parts of herself that didn't make sense on canvas and prayed she could find a resolution. It didn't always work. One person in particular in her life, someone not her mother, never came out on the canvas the right way. But Kaylee was an artist, she was a believer, and she was free. What she loved most about it was that she could just be without thinking about what her mother might want her to be. And she didn't need to think about the expectations that she had clearly given up on long ago. Tonight, though, was not about memories. It was about making memories. Tonight, she would not think about her mother. She would not think about the life she'd left behind. And good riddance, thank you very much. She would not think about any of that. She would not think about her ex-husband. She would not think about the other men that her mother had wanted her to marry after that. She would not think about the list of eligible bachelors that her mother routinely sent to her. Mailed, not emailed. Not sent by carrier pigeon, not even by text. No. Her mother painstakingly hand-wrote every single name in the most perfect cursive ever, almost calligraphy, and sent Kaylee the names of who she thought her daughter should marry next. It was bad enough that Kaylee was a divorcee, but in her mother's eyes, she could not remain single at her old age. That age only being in her 30s, but that wasn't something she was going to talk about. She wasn't vain, but she did not like talking about her age. It wasn't as if she were old, but her mother made her feel that way every time she sent along a new skin cream for Kaylee to try. A fancy night cream to help with those wrinkles. Wrinkles she wasn't sure existed yet, but they were waiting, lurking under the surface for her to stop paying attention.